Oh, wait.
Oh, come right in. Yeah.
I think it's gonna be today.
We should play hard to get.
This is exclusive cheer.
What's the signpost for today?
Today we're going to be learning the Yerushalmi on the Chamei Ha'or, Toldos Ha'or, Toldos Ha'chamer question. Like we choose a daf to do.
How long do you do it?
20 minutes.
Did you make it 15?
Man. We ought to put a little red light up on our door. You never know what you get into when you come in. So we're holding on the Chof Gimel on the days here. In Kira. Okay, says the Gemara. Taman Amri, now, you know those guys back in Babel, they make trouble about everything. So they, right at the top of that, those guys in Babel say that the meaning in the Mishnah talks about, this is the Mishnah of Lo Yatkena B'Sidorim, you can't put your, crack your egg over these handkerchiefs that were heated in the sun. And they, over there we find that we have no machlokas. We have a machlokas, rather, whether it's mut or not, according to Rabbi Yossi. They taina that the point over here is that if something was actually cooked in the sun itself, the chama mutara, but in the toldot chama asura, and that's the reason for not being allowed to open up, crack your egg inside something that was heated in the sun, because it's toldot chama. And that will be confused, of course, if you remember our Gemara, that will be confused with Toldot Ha'or. We allow you to use even a secondary source. But in the Eretz Yisrael, we don't believe in that. Rabbanan Da'alcha Amrin, here we say, Bein Chama, Bein Toldot Chama Mutar. Makes no difference whether this is directly in the sun, whether it's the Toldot of the Chama. Yeah, I mean, apparently, the Masnita, Pliga, Rabbanin Dahasa. I mean, it seems the Mishnah runs counter to what our rabbis say here. It says, Lo yat minana b'chol, u'bavak drachim, b'shil shatitzalet. Let's say that you're not allowed to use hot sand or avak drachim because that's going to cook it. No, shanyahi, that case is different. Shuo secharit, the problem over there is because, not because of the cooking. The problem over there is if you're going to cook in things where you can make a hole, then we're afraid you're going to be over on kosher. That's the problem. If it would have said, Ilo Oma Bekema, say, would have given us an example of not cooking an egg in Kema that was heated in the sun. Fine. That would have proven that, in fact, the Mishnah or the Braita holds that Toldos Ha'or is also. Why do you think that the only case that it mentions over here is dafka things that are shayach to do chafira? Should have said something that it's regular. Must be that the Yisr over here is in terms dafka of the problem of making a hole. Now matnita pligal rabban and the taman. The other hand, we have over here a Braita that argues on the rabbis over there in Bava. Because it says, it's only Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Megalgalim Beitzin Agabe Gag Shel Sidro Teach. It says, he says, that was our egg on a hot tin roof, Maisa, where he says it's okay to be Megalgal. V'ein Megalgalim Beitzin Agabe Afar Oteach. What's the difference? Clearly, the only difference is that Afar has a, they're both Toldot of the Chama, right? Because they're both heated in the sun. So what's the difference? Oh. Obviously, the only difference is whether there's a chashash that you're going to make a hole. Yeah. So on a roof, you don't have, as we said in the Bavli, on a roof, it's not normal to find afar. So therefore, there's no gezerah on a roof. So ma'avin or rabbanan de taman. What different, I mean, what are they, how do they deal with that braita? I mean, l'chora, it's saying clearly that there's only a problem, not because of Bishol, but because of making a hole. There is nothing they do with that. they learn that Enoch Inami, the Mishnah, is arguing Reb Shem Gamliel. Reb Shem Gamliel holds that in fact there's no Isser of Toldot Chama. There's only an Isser of Shema Yaseguma. Mashenken, the Mishnah, holds that the Isser is, at least according to the Gemara and the Bavli, holds that the Isser is Bishul B'Toldot Chama.
That's Rabbanan.
Yep, Rabbanan. So I'll dive into Rabbanan the Taman, the Maizish also on Shitveri. They're saying, look, the Maizish also on Shitveri, the Rabbanan went out and argued, and they said that's the point. Why did the Rabbanan say to the Anshe Tveria that you're not allowed to use it and so on? That's because it's Toldot Chama, right? Assuming that the hot springs are considered to be basically radioactive. It's like the sun. It's not a fire, right? So nonetheless, they're awesome. So you can't use it. Why not? Because Toldot Chama is awesome. So that's what they're relying on.
Subsection of the roof?
What? But it's, you're using something that had was collate the sun. It's now got very
the
hot.
Roof that's making
the roof is hot. The hot tin roof.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's like the tar on the road. You see, it got so hot you can cook an egg on the road. If it's on the road, you can. Yeah, you can't cook the egg in the sun.
What's
the
pot
string?
Pitaron. Oh.
Explain it. So, Valdaitin Drabon and Dahacha. According to our rabbis, so salak matnita kamaisi shasan shetveria. I should say not matnitin, you say matnita. That was the bride over here, which is Ramiel. Essentially, he is supporting the halacha of anshetveria, not the rabbanan argument on anshetveria. Now, maisi shasan anshetveria, and we said they asked it. The truth is that there's a long history to this gezera. Rishona, are you sotmina takamin? They still use that word now for an oven, right? For the type of oven, you know, like a Franklin stove and something. They use Mananibu kamin. I've seen it advertised in the I was really shocked to see it. And the Visa, the little booklet they send around, the credit card thing.
It's 3 things that cost us so much money.
Yeah. Yeah, big, you get the best deals, get a better deal here at Langer's anyway. So there was, these artificial fireplaces, they call them kamins. I was surprised. So, Berishraya, so Tumina da Kamin Merav Shabbat. So they would call, which is what we call Pokekin in the Bavli. Pokekin in the Kavav.
Stuffing.
Yeah, stuffing the entrails from the fire area. That's what they used to do. They used to close it Erev Shabbos. V'nichnasim v'rochatzim b'Shabbat. And then they would use that water on Shabbos. The problem is, this is such a useful Yerushalmi, because we spoke about in the Bavli, that all the Rishonim would bother. What does that mean? We have a chashash, the Balanim would be Mechal Shabbos. It's crazy. I mean, we never built gzeras around actual open Kol Shabbos. We make a gzera around a thing that someone will make a mistake. So everybody searches, so what was the mistake? And here the Yerushalmi is very clear. So what happened is that Nechshedu liyot b'malinot haneitzim erev Shabbos v'dileikav alecha b'Shabbos. Indeed, some of the Rishonim bring the Yerushalmi to say that was the whole point of the Gzeira. Of course they wouldn't chas shalom heat it on Shabbos, but they would put in wood in such a way the wood would roll in as it was used up in the heater. So it would turn out that Lamaisa were eating on Shabbos. Then we have a Shach, Shemayach. They're putting in new wood, basically, on Shabbos. So therefore, we asked it from Nachas Shem, they would be Mechal Shabbos. And because of that, Asula and Rechitza. So therefore, they asked it, Rechitza shouldn't come Lidei Chitri. But Itiru Lehem Zeyah. He said, look, if the water is hot, it can go and be Mezia anyway. But then, Nechshidu Liyot Nechassim V'ro Chatzim, the Omra Mezina, so Asula Em Rechitza Vizeya. Now, in a case where there would be a Yusham Shteyam Batiyot, say, Achacham Betukim, Achacham Meluchim, so you had natural water that brought in from the Yam, which was cold, of course, and the other one was sweet water, which they heated, and they would cover Here the Yerushalmi is taking for granted the mice that we had in the Bavli, where they were chipu at the mikveh in a sarim, so that they wouldn't use the hot pool, and they would only be rochis, bitzonim. Naturally, of megalina the nesarim, they started suspecting people of going in, uncovering the nesarim, and then claiming that they were actually washed in the Maluchim water, in the natural seawater. So then they asked everything, forget about it. No Zeya, no Rafitza, no nothing. Stay out of the bathhouses on Shabbos. Kivan, now here's a whole interesting part, which we didn't have in the Bible. Kivan Shanit Gadru, once that Gezerah actually took hold, so people started being more marketed. In the Bavli it says, well, they couldn't take it. So they saw that Adarabba, people now related much more seriously to the Yisurim of washing on Shabbos. So they started being matir. Are you matir me'am volchim? They started being matir gradually. Matir l'am volchim. Until finally they were matir any mei me'ara and chametz veret. So a natural source, which was not a problem of eating, they were matir. But lo itiru hava'alam tuyot. Mentioned is also fascinating because we saw in the Rishonim, we mentioned in the Bavli that there were many who held that a lot of the Isser that's involved over here is not the etzem chitui, but the chashash of squeezing out the towels. And since it's like a whole experience, going to a bathhouse and bringing all these towels and a robe and this and that, they were choshish that they would squeeze. So they were matir, the chametaria, but were never matir towels. So how come everybody brings towels nowadays? Mihi tira batun tira. Oh, no, that was later. That was because, Lamaisa, why do we say this? Because later on in Chodesh, there's a mishnah that specifically asers towels. Asers walking with towels, even in a place from Sneir. And yet we know that people are not marked on that. So it turns out that there was a later takana by Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, and he was martyr. The Tanya Shlosha Devarim, Hitir Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva. Hitir Atzah Shebiyam. First of all, he allowed you to use seaweed. It's not quite clear what he allowed to use seaweed for. Many learn Hitir Atzah Shebiyam is allowed you to use seaweed for Hatmona, and said that it's not considered to be a dover hamosif heva once it dries. It's interesting because the mitzvah, when it's wet, it is mosif heva. Okay, others said it has to do with the name of Tumah v'Taira. Hitir chatzotzra, he also was matir. Chatzotzra means a porch, a gizuz trap. Ushami for gizuz trap. And that's the strange case we have later on, that if you have a porch that extends over body of water, we have a special halacha, we've seen Erevin, there's a whole big piece about it, you can have a hole in the bottom of your porch, and you can lower a bucket into the yam and bring the bucket up through the hole in the porch. And we consider that it's the equivalent of mechitzas hanging down from the porch. So he was matir that. And he was also matir bringing the towels to use for bathing on Shabbos. Now, Taman Tanina, it says beferish in the Mishnah later on, towards the end of the Masechta, Haruchetz b'ma'ara o b'meitveria mistapek afilo b'esrluntiot. You can dry yourself. I don't care if you use 10 towels, meaning that the last towel is probably completely dry. Nonetheless, lo yevi'en b'yadot. You cannot move those towels afterwards on Shabbos.
You can't, towel.
Even if it's a 10th towel. Says Shmuel, no, you take a look and you see what it is when somebody doesn't learn Gemara. He learns Mishnayos. You learn Mishnayos, you know what you're talking about. My Yavid Hadein Sevura, Velo Yavid Velo Shimesh. So what's the poor Talmud Chacham supposed to do? He didn't learn Gemara. He learns this Mishnah. And he sees everybody's doing Keneged Halacha. He's saying to them, what's going on? And he doesn't have any ideas. He's missing fundamental information. Hadal Matnita, but the truth is that Mishnah in Chavis was written before the Heter Mundios. That, this whole issue of Anshei Tveria and the Chumra of Anshei Tveria and the Chumra of Merchatzos, it went through vast historical changes. So a Mishnah preserved a particular point in that. You can't use these Mishnayos to paskin with. So if you're not going to learn the Gemara and follow up with what's going on, you'll be completely confused. For the Mishnah, it sounds like the Anshei Tveria was terrible, this and that. Lamaitza, here in Eretz Yisrael, we hold the Anshei Tveria were right. The Rabbanim were being machmer because they felt that people were going to be makel, overly makel.
The Bava said the same thing.
They already broke it. It's over. They were matir chamit Tveria, but the other issues, that's washing a chamit Tveria, but the tsinor and the problem of atzmona, and told us achama, that we came out was us. So Haramatnita was Koden Achaloikiravos Antonios. This was a historical Mishnah. It was written before the Takana that undid the Isser of bringing towels on Shabbos. Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Zeh, Rabbi Yehuda, quote Shmuel as saying, the heter of the towels was from the time of Rebbe. Rebbe Hita Runtias, not Rabbi Chananya ben Akar. Tony, in Mishkatim lo b'chamin v'lo b'tzonim. What about this price? It says you can't take a shower in cold water even. That brighter was said before the Heter. Hachaloi tirokachonim chamitveria. The Tani harochets b'chamitveria. Whom is alei falatz? We'll take a look. You want to take a look at a later source? There's a later source. The brighter in this Tosefta says, if you're washing chamitveria, you can shower. As long as you shower on yourself. You can't have somebody else shower you. Of course, showers in those days consisted of all like wood. All the water and, you know, put it over yourself. So you can't have somebody else to hold it over you. No, there's another problem. You can't even use it on yourself. Because that's like going into a schmitz already. That's what they do in the saunas. You know, they pour it over themselves and they steam. That we were never matzah. Besides which is another problem. When the water hits the ground, it's b'chavei esakarka, and you could be over on binyan. Because you're going to be mashpagumas. Huh? How come you guys never thought about that? Rav Acha bar Yitzchak, he went into the bath together with a mitzvi im Rav Abba bar Mamo. And this was in the famous baths of Bar Yatzint. The Torium is a bath, a bar yatzim. So Chomachad Barnash, he sees a guy who's Mizalef al Garmeh, who's taking a shower by holding the thing on top of himself. Malik, is there also a Shabbos? That you can't do on Shabbos. This is B'chol. Rishu Marvet, I have a Mechabed et HaKarka. Whereas Rabbi Abu had a Meisah where Chorona Mizalef enough of love. He had somebody was showering himself, and the water was hitting him. You know, because you can't aim it only on yourself. And that's always going to be a problem, is if it turns out that you're basically, you're always going to be showering others, no? So that, and he said, what do you mean? Isn't that us, sir? For Rebbe Levante, or Mishim Rebbe Yona, Chamachad Barnash, Mizalef al Garma, he saw somebody doing it, and he said, you know these big machmirim, don't worry about them. Let's anatrich shashal yechidoi. We don't have to be chayish, but that's yochid. He made such a big fuss. But there's no such thing. If you do it on yourself, you're going to hit other people, you're going to be chavit karka, you're going to be mar behevel. Forget all the chumis, okay? It's fine. As long as it's not all achir. Rabbi Yitzchak Rama, all mischeim Rebbe, all my lay. Ma'o meiten shluchita go'agalta. He asked him, this is of course our sugya about speaking halachas in the bath. So he asked him, can I put this container of oil into the bath itself? Omale havegav natla. Put it into a second container. Then unasik echusheni, it won't be mabasho. You won't have a problem. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yehuda Shem Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi says, so you see, Shalim Hilchot Merchatz Vekam Merchatz. So in other words, when it's a Shaila Bitzer, so then it's okay, you can ask, am I allowed to do this, even though you're in a Beit HaMerchatz, and if you're in the bathroom, and it was a Shaila Bitzer, you can ask how walk in the bathroom too. Hilchot Beit HaKisei Beit HaKisei, like the Meister of Shimon Ben Elazar. He went in to the bath with Rabbi Meir. So, Amar Lehu, Mal Lekaneak, Amar Le Asur. Mal Le Adia, Amar Le Asur. So he had also the shailas that we spoke about in the Gemara, about whether you're allowed to dry the floor, you're allowed to wash it off. Each point he told the Masa. The locate Shmuel Shol Rav, Mal Lanot Amen, Bebokam Ametunah, Vuhu Amar Asur. Wait a second. Didn't Shmuel once ask Rav, am I allowed to say Amen if I'm in a place where I can't make a bracha, but I hear somebody who made a bracha in a place where he was allowed to make a bracha? So can I say the Amen is bracha when I'm not in a place? So and Rav said to him, two things I want to tell you. First of all, that's Aser. And secondly, the Amir Becha Aser. It's Aser for me to tell you that it's Aser if I would be in a place where it's Aser to talk. So not only is it Aser to say Amen, it's Aser to tell the guy that it's Aser to say Amen.
If you would have asked me, if you asked me this,
so in other words, even a step removed, I wouldn't have been able to tell you. I thought you said you're allowed to Ashkechan Tanoi Tan. It's about Kokos Tanoim. That's what Rav was being saying Achinami before. Indeed, it says that it's mutter, but Lamaisa it says Ein Shav in Yochot Merchatz Yochot BeMerchatz Vilchot BeTakisei BeKei BeTakisei. And that's who he was being Semechan when he said it would be us. Or excuse 22 minutes. That was fun.
That was a Bible.